We're holding the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Hamechabes aner b'bnei shum isyorim b'bnei nochim. If someone extinguishes a light on Shabbos, a candle, because of fear of nochim, Rashi explains there was a nation called the Parsayim, Shohelem Yoim Chag. They had their holiday. Shemenichim or el b'beis avodis elilim shalehem. They didn't allow anyone to light a candle, only in the Bote Avodah Zorah. So it was a sakon, it was a danger to have a light at home. So if you're extinguishing the light because you're misyorim mipnei nochrim, or umipnei listim, you're scared of robbers that might come attack you, they'll see someone's home when your light is on, or mipnei ruach ro. Rashi says, there's a gears of morish choyra. He's depressed, he's a morish choyra. Habolov g'sheinu roya noichloi. He needs the lights off. He's scared when the lights are on. He needs the lights off. So it's sakana for him to have this situation of the light being on. Or, mipnei achoyla shiishan, or he needs the light off because of an ill person, a choyla, in order for him to sleep. So the lights are off, he can sleep better. And the Gemara is going to say, we're talking about a choyla sheyesh by sakana. We're talking about a choyla sheyesh by sakana, he's allowed to extinguish the light for him, in order for him to sleep. There's a machlekes in the poskim, be halacha brings, in Reisha and Ches, what's this chayla sheyesh by sakana that needs the lights off in order to sleep? Is the pshat is because if he doesn't sleep, that's goof of the sakana that he's in. The chayla sheyesh by sakana is he needs to sleep. Or pshat is any chayla sheyesh by sakana needs sleep for chayesha, and it's important for him to rest. So Meli can do anything, even if this is not directly which caused what was causing the sakana, but he needs the sleep. So Meli chayla sheyesh by sakana bibnei sheyishan yapota for extinguishing the light. Now, what are we referring to that you're extinguishing this light because of the Cholesh Yesh Bei Sakona? So the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos says that we're talking about specifically a scenario where you can't just remove the candle. You can't just cover it up that it should not bother him. So in Mele, you're allowed to extinguish it. But if you have an option to remove it, so remove it. However, other Rishonim, namely the Shita Laharan, he brings B'Shem the Ro'ah, the Ritva also, they learn that Fakert, you're allowed to extinguish the light by chol sheyesh by sakana. There is no waiting around and covering it or removing it. That fakir, you're supposed to be right away extinguish it. Mechabel la'alter, the lashon of the Rishonim is hamechabel la'alter v'zoriz is mutter. Fakir, you're supposed to be hastily and with alacrity right away be zoriz to extinguish it. That's the right thing to do, to mechabe it. It's not pshat, it's a heta because you can't remove it. No, this is the oifen of what to do when a chodesh yesh b'sakana. It is a tzofek sakana that he needs the lights off, you extinguish it right away. You don't think of eitzes that might prolong the maisa of getting rid of the light. The Ralbag, in his Pirush on Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, he says, Mechudish de Kapshat, and he explains why bedavki you have to be mechabed the ner for chol sheyesh b'sakana and not be metaltal and remove it. He says the whole vart in chol sheyesh b'sakana that the meleches kibui is muta is the pshat is that by chol it's huta to do the melacha. What does that mean? That means that we allow you to b'shas tasiyas ha-melacha to remove the sakana. That means we want you to remove the sakana at the time you're doing the issa melacha. The issa melacha is mutter because you're removing the sakana b'shas issa melacha. So we hear, at the time that you're doing the issa asiyas melacha of kibui, you're removing the sakana for the chayla sheyesh b'sakana, this potential hazard that the light is on. So we want you that b'shah, at the time that you're doing the issa asiyas melacha, at that time you're removing the sakana. Masha'enkin, that's only by kibui, so bedavka be mechaba. Masha'enkin, tiltul, at the time you're doing the isasiyas malacha of tiltul, you're not removing the sakana. Yes, eventually you'll take it out. But at the time you're being metaltul, that's not removing the sakana. So we don't want you to do this type of malacha that's not removing the sakana. We davka want you to do a malacha that at the time of the malacha, it's removing the sakana. So mele bedavka be mechaba. Because kibui is an asiyas malacha that's removing the sakana. Masha'enkin, tiltul, at the time you start off the tiltal, you're not removing the sakana. So we don't allow you to do this issa of asiyas malacha of tiltal, because that's not removing the sakana. So mele bedavka be mechaba and not be metaltal. Continues the Mishnah, kachos al aner, kachos al hashemen. If a person is extinguishing the light, he's not doing it because of the reasons mentioned in the Mishnah, in the Reisha. But he's doing it because of the following reasons that he wants to preserve the candle. He wants to preserve the oil. He's cheap and he wants to have a wick or oil or candle left for the following, for the next week. So he's doing it to preserve it. So then he's chayev. Then he doesn't have this heter, of course, of kibui. Then he's chayev for the ma'aseh kibui. Now, Rabbi Yossi Poite Bechulon, he says, even if you're doing it for Chosal Anerek, Chosal Hashem, Chosal Apsila, Rabbi Yossi says, you're potter because it's melacha shenitzich legufa. When you do a melacha to be chayv on it, you have to do it for the gufa melacha. That means, choyfe gume venetzorech ala lafora. If you're ditching, making a ditch in the ground, but all you need is the offer, you don't need the ditch, that's called melacha shenitzich legufa. Over here also, when you're extinguishing, you don't need to extinguish it because you extinguish it. You extinguish it because you want to preserve and you want to have oil next for the next week. You don't want the etzem kibui. So that's why it's called melacha shenitzich legufa. So Rabbi Yossi says, you're potter by all of them. Chutz min apsila. When it comes to the wick, so over there, extinguishing, that's the melacha shenitzich legufa. Because what does a person extinguish a wick for? Nesha oise pechom. That's how you create charcoal. How do you create charcoal? What's the melacha of kibui of apsila? The melacha shetzich legufa is to create charcoal. Well, that's what you do when you're mechabe psila. When you do it by the psila, then it's taka melacha shetzich legufa. So then Rabbi Yosef agrees that you taka chayev. By all the other ones, it's a melacha shetzich legufa. I don't need the gufa melacha. I just want to preserve it. Mashenga by psila, the way to be oiva on the melacha shetzich legufa is by extinguishing it, lighting and extinguishing. That is exactly how you create charcoal. So that's a melacha shetzich legufa. So that's where Yitak agrees by that one, you chayev. Tanakama says, no, melacha shetzich legufa is chayev, and that's why if you're doing it to preserve, you chayev, even though it's enetzich legufa. Even though you're not doing it for the gufa melacha, you're doing it only to preserve for to have extra candle, extra shemen. So mele, that's the machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi. Tanakama says, chosal aner, chosal shemen, chosal psila, you chayev, because melacha shetzich legufa is chayev. Like a Yehuda Shita. The B'yoisi poite b'kulon. Because melacha shenitzich legufa is potter. Chutz min apsila. Because then it's considered melacha shenitzich legufa. Mnei shu oise pechom. Because that's what you do when you create charcoal. The melacha shenitzich legufa is by extinguishing it. And that's how you create the charcoal. So it's tzich legufa. And that's why you chayev when you extinguish it. Even though you only extinguish it because you want to preserve psila for next week. But lemaisi, you're doing the melacha shenitzich legufa. That's how you preserve the gufa of charcoal, of pechom. Sog the Gemara daf lamed omer aleph. Midiktoni sefer chayev. It says in the sefer, kechos al aner, kechos al hashemen, all these things you chayev echatos if you do it b'shoigeg. That means either you forgot it Shabbos or you thought that kibui is mutan Shabbos. So shema mino Reb Yehudihi. So clearly that the mission is according to Reb Yehudah, the melacha shenitzich leguf is chayev. So reisha b'maya sikno. What's the reisha where they did it because of a choyla or because of a sakona? If the choyla is talking about an ill person, that's yesh b'sakona. So then why does it say you're potter? Mutter mi boyalei. Choyla sheyesh b'sakona is mutter to do it. Faket kol azor yesh achayze niska. You're supposed to hastily be extinguished and do the melacha. It's not potter, you're mutter. The iba choyla sheyem b'sakona. If we're talking about a choyla that's not a sakona, he doesn't need the light extinguished. He just has his cold. He's a choyla sheyem b'sakona. So then if you extinguish the light, so then chayv chatos mi boyalei. There was no het of you to extinguish it. You're chayv chatos. And even though lemaisa, it's a melacha she'enetzicha legufa, you don't need the gufa kibui. So still, faket according to Rabbi Yehuda, melacha she'enetzicha legufa is chayev echatos. The melacha she'enetzicha legufa according to Rabbi Yehuda is chayev. So melech should be chayev. So mamarvshech, what are we talking about? If it's a chayev she'esh besakona, it's not just potter, it's mutter. If it's a chayev she'ein besakona, so then it's chayev. And melach shein tzegufa is chayev taka kon tebiuda. Zog ma'ala oyla mechalei sheish b'skona, we're talking about it is a sakona. Uve dinu de lisni mutter, really should say mutter. Because chalei sheish b'skona is mutter. But I did a boy le misni sefer, since the sefer wants to tell us the din, that if you extinguish it only because you want to preserve the candle, meaning by chosal aner, chosal hashemen, over there you taka chayev, so tonanami reisha potter. So it says the opposite in the reisha. In the reisha, you're potter. That if you're mechabe because of a choyl, it says you're potter. But really, it's just the opposite of chayev. In the sefer, you're chayev. So in the reisha, it says you're potter. But really, the reisha is not just potter, it's mutter. And that's really what it should be by choyl sheish besakona. It's taka mutter. Zok the Gemara. Rabbi Oishia says in a brisa that in bishvil achoyle sheishan, if you extinguish it because a choyle should sleep, so lo yechaba, you shouldn't extinguish it. V'im kiban, if you did, then you pota avalosa. So we see clearly that it says pota avalosa by choyle. So who is that like? Seems not like the Mishnah we just said. So the Gemara says that's talking about a different case. Hahi b'choyle she'im b'sakona. Rabbi Oishia is then talking about a choyle she'im b'sakona. And ein b'sakona taka, it's It's a chatchila, you shouldn't extinguish it. But if you did it, you pot avalasa. Who's that like? That's like Reb Shimon. He holds like Reb Shimon that melacha she'enet zich leguf is potter. It's pot avalasa, but you might say potter. So a male attack, chodesh em besakona, lechatchila, you're not allowed to. But if you did it, you potter, because melacha she'enet zich leguf, I don't need the guf amalacha of the kibui. So a male attack, melacha she'enet zich leguf is potter. Now that avad is pot avalasa, and that's Reb Shimon's din, by melacha she'enet zich leguf, and not like Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon's shita of dove she'enet miskaven. Dovah Shein Miskaven is Mutter. But Meloch Shein Itzich Legufa, it's Potter. But Potter is Avada, Potter Aval Oser. Zog the Gemara, Shol She'eila Zula Eila Mereb Tanchum de Minoi. They asked this following question in front of Reb Tanchum de Minoi, from the place of Noi. Ma'al Chabes Butzina de Nura, he'll already extinguish a candle, Mikame Be'isha B'Shabbato, in front of a Choyla, for a Choyla that has a Sakona on Shabbos, in order, like we said in the Mishnah. So they asked this question, which is a very important question, because chol sheyesh b'sakana, you're allowed to extinguish. So being that they asked this question, so in order to get their attention, he figured if they're asking this question, so let me first tell them, I got it to Gemara. So I'll have their attention. So posach v'omar, and he said the following, I got it to. So that's how the Goyin explains the Gemara, meaning the posach v'omar is in order to get their attention. So Mela, he realized this important yesoid. Are you allowed to extinguish a candle for Chol Sheyesh B'Sakana? If they're asking this question, it means they don't know. So then let me make sure they'll know for the future. So I'll start with Agarata. Rashi says a little different. Rashi says, Posach v'Omar, Kacho yirgil niftoich ba'agod etchilo, v'udoim l'sheela v'drash. Meaning, that was the regilus. They always started with Agarata and then they went into the halacha. But the Goyin is saying that Faked, because he saw they asked such an important question of Chol Sheyesh B'Sakana v'Sdeicha Shabbos or not, so he wanted to make sure that this din will be instilled and ingrained in them. So Meili was Moshech them first with Divrei Agoda in order that they should listen. And the next blad of Gemara, actually the next three blad is Agadah to Gemara's, the Gemara is going to eventually get back to this question. But first the Gemara veers off into the Agadah that he started off with. And he said, Posach v'Omar, and he said, An Shloima, meaning Shloima HaMelech, Ein on chachmascha. Where's your chachma? On suchle sanusach. Where's the tfuna, the seichel that of Shlomo HaMelech? Lo dayechesh et v'recha seisin divrei David avicha. Not enough that your words in Kehelas contradict the words of your father David HaMelech. Elash et v'recha seisin zeh. Your words contradict your own words themselves. Why? David avicha amar. David said in Tehillim. Lo yameisi mehaluka. Meaning, Mesim cannot be meshabech the Eibishter. Mesim anat choshev. Va'at, and you say, va'at amet, and you say in Keheles, v'shabech anis ha-mesim, shkva mesu. I meshabech the mesim that left and parted from the living. Why? Because mesim amu choshev den chayim. So that's not like Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech says, lo ya-mesim mehaluko. And you're saying, meshabech anis ha-mesim. In addition, your words contradict your own words in Keheles. Why? V'chozate v'amayto, ki lechkelev chay hu toy min ari ha-mes. It's better to have a live dog better than a dead lion. A lion obviously is better than a dog. A lion is more stronger than a dog, more chashuv than a dog. But a dead lion is not the same as a live dog. So we see yemeshabech a chay more than a mace. So it's a contradiction for shabech and it's a mesim more than a chayim. And here he's saying that a kelev chay is more than a ri mace. So the Gemara answers as follows: Loi kasha. First of all, let's understand David HaMelech's words. How the comment David when David says lo yamesim haluka is hachi comment. This is what he's referring to. Lo oilam yaskodem teruv mitzvahs kodem shiomus. A person should be always considering mitzvahs before he parts from this world. Why? Shekevin shemeis bottom and teruv mitzvahs. Once a person parts from this world, he's bottom from teruv and mitzvahs, and you can't accomplish anything anymore. Ve'en hakadosh baruch hu shvach boy. The Eibush has no praise and no shvach that he receives from him. When a person is mace, he's free. What does free mean? Free is, it's not good to be free. When a person dies, he becomes chofshi min ha-teruv ha-mitzvos. So mele, it's not good to be chofshi min ha-teruv ha-mitzvos. So that was Pshat in Dovid HaMelech where it says, lo yameisi mihaluko, because a person that's a mace cannot be mekayim teruv ha-mitzvos. Now the Gemara goes into the etzim psukim of Keheles that Shlomo HaMelech said. Zog the Gemara, Udekom HaShlomo v'shavach anis ha-mesim. That which Shlomo HaMelech said, that a meshabech the mesim shekvar mesu, why is there a greater shvach for the mesim shekvar mesu over the chayim? Shekshachot Yisrael b'midbar, when Klal Yisrael was over in the Chet HaEgel in the Midbar. Omad Moshe l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'omad kamet tefillos v'tachnunim. And he said numerous tefillos and tachnunim l'fonav l'aynen, and he wasn't answered. Uksha Omar, when he said, Zchor l'Avrom l'Yitzuk l'Yisrael l'Avadecho, when he invoked the Rachamim of the Eibishter through mentioning the Ovis, Chusa Ovis, which were Mesim. So miyad nana, he was answered. So that's one pshat. Why is v'shovach nias ha-mesim? Because when Moshe Rabbeinu himself davened, his tefillah wasn't answered. When he mentioned the mesim, so shovach nias ha-mesim in achayim, because we see that the Eibishter answered his tefillah as soon as he invoked the schus of the mesim. Zog the Gemara dov racha, another pshat. Min hogesh al oilom, the minig of the velt is sar bos v'dom goyze gzera, when a regular king, a human leaf, a king that's made out of flesh and blood, esar is goyzer gzera, sofik mekai min oisoi, it's a sofik if they'll even keep and heed his call. Sofik ein mekai min oisoi, might not heed his call. V'im timtzalai mekai min oisoi, and even if they're going to heed his call and follow his rules and his gzeras, b'chai of mekai min oisoi, they don't only do it in his lifetime. However, b'moisoi ein mekai min oisoi, once he dies and he passes on, nobody is following the melech's gzeras anymore. Moshe Rabbeinu goes a kamek zeros. Moshe Rabbeinu was goes a numerous zeros v'tikin kamek takonos. And like Rashi says, takonos Moshe Rabbeinu was that we doyresh behilchas achag shloish miyam kodem achag. And that's relevant up until today's day and age. It's chai and kaim la'olam v'olamim even after Misas Moshe. So the key tikin kamek takonos v'kayom is heim la'olam u'la'olam v'olamim v'lo yofa omash shleima v'shavach anis ha-mesim. Again, we see that the koyach of the mesim is greater than the koyach of chai. By melech bas v'dom, a chai. So then they definitely don't heed his calls after he passes on. Mashenka Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mesim, so we see that his gzeres, his takonis are followed even after Misosoi, and that's Shavach Anisa Mesim. That's the second pshat in Shavach Anisa Mesim. Zog the Gemara, Dover Acher, a third pshat, Shavach Anisa Mesim, Kid Rav Yudom Rav, Dom Rav Yudom Rav, Maidich Siv, Asei Imi Ois Letoivo, V'iru Soi Nabi Yevoishu, Omer Dovid Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dovid told the Eibishter, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mecholi Al Oisa Avoin, forgive me for the sin of Basheva. Now, obviously, the Gemara says later on, Kol Oimed David Chota Ein El Toya. Avada David HaMelech wasn't Chota. But the people, there was a Chil Hashem that came about, and they said he was Chota. So the David HaMelech wanted a Mechila from the Eibishter. Omaloi Mechol Lecha. So the Eibishter told him, you're forgiven. Omaloi Asimi Ois Bechayai. Show me a sign in my lifetime that I can show the people that I'm forgiven. In your lifetime, I will not be mediah that you're forgiven. However, once you pass on, after your ptira, there will be a clear mediah, I'll be mediah that you'll be forgiven. And the pshat is, some explain, is because the ultimate, even though he was taken forgiven, but the ultimate kapara could have only come la'acha moisai, because the misa was a chelik of the kapara. So mele, it had to be la'acha moisai, this sign that he was forgiven. Zog the Gemara, b'chai shleim b'mincha ani media. What happened? K'shebona shleim is beis hamikdash. When shleim ha-melech built the beis hamikdash, because la'achnis oran le-beis kodesh ha-kadoshim, he wanted to bring the oran into the kodesh ha-kadoshim, and while he was trying to enter and bring the Oren into Kodesh HaKadoshim, Dovku Sha'orim Zeh Bazeh, the Sha'orim of the Kodesh HaKadoshim were closed up on him. Omer Shloime Eschim Ve'alba Renonois, Shloime HaMelech said 24 tefillahs, V'loi Nanin, he wasn't answered. Pasach Ve'omer, and he said, Su Sha'orim Rosheichem, V'inosu Pischei Oilom, V'yovei Melech HaKovoid. Now he was referring to the Oren, to the Eibishter's Kovod, but it was taken wrongly. It was taken as Melech HaKovid, meaning open up for the Kovid of Shlomo HaMelech. So Rotu Basrei LeMivlei. So they wanted to swallow him up. The Shorim actually came to swallow up Shlomo HaMelech. Omru, they said, Mi uze Melech HaKovid? You're referring to yourself? Omalu Hashem Izos V'Gibor. I'm referring to the Eibishter. Chozav HaOmer, so he repeated again and he said, Su Shorim Roshechem, Usu Pischei Olam, V'yovei Melech HaKovid, Mi uze Melech HaKovid, Hashem Tzvokuzu Melech HaKovid Selo. I'm referring to the Eibishter. V'loi Nanin still wasn't answered. Once he said, Kevin Shomar, Hashem Elikim Al Toshe Pnei Mishichecho, Zocho L'chazdei David Avdecho. Once you invoked the Rachamim and the Schus of David HaMelech, which was from the Mesim, so miyad nana ba'is ha-shah, he was answered at that moment. So here we see another pshat. B'shovach anis ha-mesim, again, the schus of the mesim, that was the schus that the sha'orim opened up. because it's Zchus of David HaMelech. So Zog the Gemara. So Miyad Nana Ba'is Hashoy was answered. So Nebchu Pnei Kol Soinei David Kshule Kedera. So all the enemies of David were embarrassed, so to speak. Their faces turned like a Kshule Kedera, because after all, the enemies of David, Zog Rashi is referring to Zog Rashi, for example, Mishpacha Sholsh Shimi Kuyoitziboy. They all were Nebchu Pneim Kshule Kedera. Like the bottom of a kedera, of a pot, it's all blackened. It's all blackened from the cooking and from the fire that's sitting on the fire the whole time. So that's how their faces turned, so to speak, embarrassed and blackened. So even though David wasn't chota, but here they clearly saw that the Eved was moichlim on this chet of Basheva, because really, she wasn't an Eshesish anymore, but Al Koponim, at least it was clear, and they all saw that the Eibush was Moichlem on the Chet, the Schus of David, suddenly the Oren Kodesh, it opened up, and the Oren was able to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So, oh, and this is a Pshat of Shavach HaNiyas HaMesim, V'lo Yofa HaMashleim V'Shebeach HaNiyas HaMesim Shkva Mesu. So we see that the Shorim were only open B'Schus David HaMelech, not because of the Schus of Shloima. Shloima was Chai, but V'Shavach HaNiyas HaMesim Shkva Mesu, and that's what Koheles means, V'Shavach HaNiyas HaMesim. Zog the Gemara, v'hainu d'chsiv. It says over there in Melachim, v'yoy ma'ashmini sholach ha'sa'om, v'yivochus ha'melech. This was on the eighth day after the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdosh. V'yoy ma'ashmini sholach ha'sa'om, v'yivochus ha'melech, v'yelchu lo'aleyem. They went back to the tents, Klal Yisrael. Smeichim v'toy v'leiv, akol ha'toy v'asha'os Hashem l'David avdoi, v'li Yisrael amoy. And the Gemara explains the pasuk now. V'yelchu lo'aleyem shemotzin shaseyim b'tayro. Their wives were b'tayro when they came home. Smeichim shenenem ziv hashchina. They were able to enter the Beis HaMikdosh. They were nan from Ziv HaShchina. Toive Leiv, Shinis Abrinu Shasein, Shal Kol Echad Vechad V'Yol DeZochar. Each wife became pregnant and was Yol DeZochar. Al Kol HaToive HaShos HaShem LeDovid, Avdoi, what was the Toive HaShos LeAvdoi? Shem Mochal HaElois HaOven, that the Eivishter clearly showed that he was Moichel on the Chet of Basheva to Dovin HaMelech. And the Shogim opened up. Uli Yisrael Amoi, what's the Toive that he did for Klal Yisrael? The Ochile Oven the Yom Kippurim, because Shlomo HaMelech said that Yom Kippur you should eat, and they were able to eat. He said they should eat because of the Simcha of the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdosh. Those 8 days of Simcha, so they ate on Yom Kippur. So it was Lamaisa was an oven, but the Eved was Moichel them because of the Simcha of the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdosh. So the Ochile Oven the Yom Kippurim with the Kamesh Shlomo. So he answered, why it's Shavech Nis HaMesim? What about the steer in Kehelis Alein? Shteit ki kelev chai toiv min ari ha-meis. Here we're saying Shavech Nis HaMesim, and here we're saying a kelev chai is greater than ari ha-meis. So the chaim seems to be greater madrega than the mesim. So the Gemara, the Kama Shleimi ki kelev chai toiv min ari ha-meis, ki Rav Yudah Merav. That's referring to Rav Yudah Merav. Dom Rav Yudah Merav, mai d'chsiv. Hoidieni Hashem kitzi, umidas yomai mahi, dobra melech as the Eibishter. Show me my end, and midas yomai, and how long I'm going to live, to what age. Eido machod al oni, omer David lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, ribbono shel olam. Hoidein Hashem kitzi, let me know my future. Omer lo yisad, the Eved said, gzeri milfonai, ein moidin kitzi shel basa v'dom. We don't let a person know what his future is going to be. And David the Melech continued to ask him, umidas yomai mahi, meaning, so let me know how many years I'm going to live. And likewise, the Eved answered, "Gzeri milfonai she'ein moedin midas yom shalodom." We don't let a person know beforehand how long he's going to live. So he asked him, "Ve'edom achod al oni." So let me know at least which day of the week I'm going to be bottom in the oilam. I'm gonna be nifta chod al oni. Omaloi. So the Eved said, "B'Shabbos Tomus, you'll be nifta on Shabbos." Omus. So David HaMelech asked, "Omus be'echad b'Shabbos." So let me be nifta on a Sunday, so it'll be able to be Isaac in my husband. After all, on Shabbos they can't. Omaloi, so the Eved said, "Kvar higia malchus Shlomo bincha." It's ready the time for your son Shlomo HaMelech to be yerush the melucha. Ve'ein malchus negaz bechaverta afilu kamloi nima. And one malchus cannot overlap another malchus, even kamloi nima, even a hair breadth. So it's not the time for you to be nifta on Sunday. It had to be on Shabbos because this malchus of Shlomo already arrived. Zog the malchus omus be'erev Shabbos. So David HaMelech said, let me be nift on Erev Shabbos. Now the Ben Yoyodah says a beautiful pshat. He says, why did David HaMelech want to know specifically which days we're going to be nifta? Because this was a chelik of his cheshbon to show his enemies that the Eibush was totally moichelim. And he says, because
Because Torah, he says, is matzil for misa shloi bismano. Torah is not matzil for misa bismano. So he wanted to learn on the day that he's supposed to be nifta, and he'll still be nifta even though he's learning. So memelitz muchach that he died a misa bismanoi. Because if it would have been shloi bismanoi because of the chet, so then Torah would have been matzil. But the fact that he died even though he was learning is a raya that it's misa bismanoi. So memelitz the ebishter was moichlem on his chet because he died bismanoi. And that's what he wanted to prove. And that's why he wanted to know exactly when he was going to be nifta. Pasha to show that it's a misa bismanoi and not a misa shloi bismanoi, which Torah would be matzil. So he asked him, so Ebezoi, almost be Erev Shabbos, let me die before Zmani, let me die on Friday. Omaloi, so the Ebezoi said, no, you yourself, right, you yourself said, ki toiv yoy mechatzerecho me elef, meaning it's better to be one day bechatz in the Ebezoi than elef, meaning, which means, toiv li yoy mechot shati, that yoy yoyshev oizik b'teira, mi elef oylish osi shlomi mincho lahakir lefonei agam izbeach. So Mela, I can't make you be nifter a day earlier because one more day in this world, toiv yoyim b'chatzerecho is me'elef oilis that Shlomo is going to bring. And then the Gemara continues on Daf Lamed Amid Beis that he knew that he's going to be nifter on Shabbos, and what he learned on that, constantly learned on Shabbos in order to take a show, like the Ben Yodah explains, the Pasha is that he shouldn't be nifter because he's protected. But he wanted to show that it's a misa bismanoi, not a misa of koidim zmanoi. We'll stop over here, the top of Lamed Amud Beis.